this year, the group Aspen Meatless Mondays gathered in a private home for a screening of the documentary Cowspiracy.
Ginger soup, yum. And then we've got hummus and veg. And this really
Dawn Shepherd began Aspen Meatless Mondays 5 years ago as a way to bring awareness to the health and moral issues involved with consuming meat. The group gathers most months for a potluck and activities like lectures, cooking demonstrations, and dancing.
It's a coconut sugar.
This evening is a little different. Instead of focusing on personal health, the topic is environmental health, what the livestock industry does to our global ecosystem. Shepherd informed the group, mostly older Aspen locals, of a new John Hopkins study that was released days earlier.
Some of the key findings of their report is that if global trends in meat and dairy intake continue, global mean temperatures rise will more than likely exceed 2 degrees Celsius, even with dramatic emission reductions in non-agricultural sectors. So we talk a lot about...
Cowspiracy was filmed by documentarian Kip Anderson. It focuses on the large effect the agricultural industry has on the environment, like methane gases from livestock and the amount of water that animals and their food require. There's also emissions released from farm equipment and the destruction of natural habitats in exchange for grazing and growing land. The movie also points out that even powerful environmental organizations are not talking about the detrimental effects of big ag. This is what Anderson calls a conspiracy.
It's an environmental disaster that's being ignored by the very people who should be championing.
When actor and environmental activist Leonardo DiCaprio saw a screening of the film, he became so passionate about getting the information out that he came on as a producer. A new edit of the film is now available on Netflix.
Oh boy, that was very powerful.
That was a wonderful movie.
Yeah.
After the screening, the group discussed the film's themes. The contrast between big ag and smaller local solutions came up repeatedly.
Rock Bottom Ranch.
Rock Bottom Ranch is a project of the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies. In February, the ranch was awarded the Certified Wildlife Friendly designation, the first in the state to be named as such. The Gold Standard Award lets consumers know that livestock has been raised without harming its surrounding environment.
Welcome to Rock Bottom Ranch.
Jason Smith is the director of the 113-acre property, located off the Rio Grande Trail near Basalt.
So, as you can see here, we've got sheep and lamb. There's a couple goats that are over in a different pasture they'll join this group. And then we've got burros here for livestock guardian protection.
One way that Rock Bottom Ranch mitigates impact on the natural ecosystem is to allow for native plant and animal species to coexist with the livestock being raised. That means predators such as mountain lions and coyotes are present at the ranch. Burros act as bouncers of the animal kingdom, protecting the rest of the animals they are penned up with. Using a system of portable electric fencing, Smith can always assure that natural wildlife has access to the river that runs through the property and can follow their migratory paths without coming into contact with the livestock. The movable fencing also helps mimic the natural cycle of the Colorado grasslands, just substituting cattle, sheep, and chickens for what once was buffalo and cowbirds.
So we can take this fence and let the sheep come in first. The sheep are grazers, so they're our little lawnmowers. They're going to come in, they're going to eat, and then the chickens are our cowbirds. They'll go in behind the sheep, they're going to distribute the manure, then clean and sanitize, and then the biggest component of that is the rest.
While most commercial farms use 100% of their land 100% of the time, Smith says that the smaller, cyclical use of the land is actually more profitable. While most area farms are happy to get 2 cuttings of hay annually, Rock Bottom Ranch got 6 last year because of the health of its soil. By using chickens to clean up the land, by eating parasites and larvae that can sicken the other animals, Smith says his livestock have virtually no vet bills. And by using goats to lead the pack, the ranch does not use tractors or mowers to tend to the grass, saving equipment costs and lowering vehicle emissions. Back at Meatless Monday's screening of Cowspiracy, the group grappled with the connection they just learned about factory farming and climate change.
You can have groups like this all over the country, and it won't change because of the greed and the power and the...
Yeah, but it's all economic, isn't it? I mean, if people one by one change their eating habits...
But do we have time? I mean, I'm a little concerned now after learning all this stuff that it's a time issue.
Smith says all of the environmentally friendly tactics used at Rock Bottom Ranch are scalable, from private backyards to enormous agricultural corporations. And if that gold standard environmentally friendly designation matters to buyers, farmers will make sure to meet that demand. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.